الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite mercy, through his compassion, bestowed upon us the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam a very great favor in the form of Sayyidul Mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great ni'mat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great favor. From amongst the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, he is the best. He is more virtuous than Adam alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Musa alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Dawood alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Isa alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than even the angels. He is more virtuous than Mikail alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Israfil alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than Israel alayhi salam. He is more virtuous than the Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the Malaika, the head of the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka karke Jibreel kehne lage. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, when they both reached during the night of Mi'raj, Sidratul Muntaha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis in the company of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wa salam. And from Baytul Maqdis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the seven heavens. On the first heaven he met Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. On the second heaven he met Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. On the third heaven he met Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. On the fourth heaven he met Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. On the fifth heaven he met Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. On the sixth heaven he met Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And on the seventh heaven he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He observed Al-Baytul Ma'mur, Wattur wa Kitabim Mastur fi Raqqim Manshur wal-Baytul Ma'mur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Al-Baytul Ma'mur is the Qibla of the Malaika. Al-Baytul Ma'mur is the Qibla of the Malaika, and it is in line with the Kaaba, which is our Qibla in Makkah Mukarrama. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that if a pebble is thrown from Al-Baytul Ma'mur, it will land on the roof of Kaaba. And after observing Al-Baytul Ma'mur, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reaches that place which is called Sidratul Muntaha. And nobody before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the permission to cross Sidratul Muntaha. That is the final destination for everybody. Nobody can cross Sidratul Muntaha. Nobody can go beyond Sidratul Muntaha. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam accompanied our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis, from Baytul Maqdis to first heaven, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh Al-Baytul Ma'mur. And when he finally reaches Sidratul Muntaha, he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam that from here I cannot go with you. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka karke Jibril kehne lage, ye Habibe Khuda ab siwa aapke aage jayega jo bhi wo jal jayega. Very respectfully, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam said, O the beloved of Allah, ye Habibe Khuda, O the beloved of Allah, ab siwa aapke, anyone besides you that will cross Sidratul Muntaha, he will burn to ashes. This honor is bestowed upon you only. Only you can cross. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is superior to all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. He is superior to all the Malaika. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is below only to one being. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala. Below Allah, above everyone. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala. Below Allah, above everyone. Do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than both the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him the best. Allah granted him so much taqwa that nobody could surpass him in taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him so much generosity that nobody could surpass him in generosity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the so much ability to do ibadah that nobody could surpass him in carrying out ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him so much courage and valor that nobody could surpass him in courage and valor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him so much beauty. He was so handsome that in beauty nobody could surpass him. Whenever the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majmain used to talk about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, they would not say he was Muttaqi. So they would say he was the greatest Muttaqi. He had the most taqwa. They would not say he was handsome. They would say he was the most handsome. They would not say he was brave. They would say he was the most brave. They would not say he was generous. They would say he was the most generous. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ajwada an-nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous. Wa ashja' an-nas, the most brave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon all of us this great favor, this great ihsan. Ihsan of granting us the opportunity to become an individual of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best of the anbiya. He is the best of the anbiya, and anbiya are the cream of humanity. So if he is the best of the anbiya, he is the best of humanity. And humanity, humans, are the cream of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashraful makhlukat. So he is the best of the creation. So he is the best of the prophets, he is the best of the humans, and he is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he is the best, and we are his ummah, we have been declared the best ummah. Because we are his ummah. So if he is the best, then anything associated to him has to be the best. And we are associated to him, so we have also become best. Without any effort on our part. As soon as we are born, we are member of that ummah which is the best ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. And Allah mentions this in the glorious Quran. You are the best ummah. Khayru ummah. Best ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Innal jannata hurrimat ala al-anbiya'i hatta adkhulaha. Wa innal jannata hurrimat ala al-umam hatta tadkhulaha ummati. Jannat is haram upon all the anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam until I enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that until I enter Jannah, my father Adam alayhi salam will not be able to enter Jannah. Until I enter Jannah, my great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam will not be able to enter Jannah. They will not have to wait. Until I enter Jannah, they will not be able to enter Jannah. And my ummah has come right at the end. But Jannat is haram upon all the ummah before my ummah until my ummah enters Jannah. My ummah will go in Jannah first and then the other ummahs will follow. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a great favor, my friends. Great favor. Greatest favor that Allah has granted to us. Brain is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heart is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every organ and limb of our body, great favors. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a greater favor than even our brain and even our heart. As a result of our association with him, we have become the best of the ummah. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab. Why should not your ummah be given the title of khair ummah? The poet is saying, oh, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why should your ummah not be given the title of the best ummah? Your ummah has to be given this title. Why? Tu hai jab khairul bashar, khairul rusul, khairul anam. When you are the best of the anbiya, when you are the best of the humans, and when you are the best of the creation, then your ummah has to be the best ummah. Because they are your ummah. It is your ummah. It's not anybody else's ummah, it's your ummah. If you are the best, then your ummah has to be the best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great favor. This great favor. And when a person is granted favor by anybody, if I give you something which is valuable, you will value it. A person with average intellect, if he is given something which is valuable, he will value it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us this favor, and it's not only a favor, it is the greatest favor, should we not value this favor? This is my question to all my brothers and sisters gathered here today in this Khatme Quran gathering, in this gathering of the completion of the Quran in Loughborough. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this very, very invaluable favor, in very, very priceless favor, should we not value this favor? Should we not value this relationship of ours with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Should we not value this association of ours with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we value this favor, my friends, then we will be with this favor on the day of Qiyamah. And if we do not value, then we will be far apart from this value. And the way of valuing this favor is to learn his life, to study his life. And after learning and studying his life, to copy his life, to emulate his life. To copy his life. How he used to dress, how he used to sleep, how he used to walk, how he used to sit, how he used to spend his nights, how he used to spend his days, how he used to come to the masjid, how he used to behave in the masjid, how he used to perform salat, how he used to spend time in the month of Ramadan, how he used to behave in Makkah Mukarramah, how he used to behave in Madinah Munawwara, how he used to behave with his wives, how he used to behave with his children, how he used to behave with his grandchildren, how he used to behave with his muqtadis, with his companions, with his sahaba, how he used to behave with Muslims, how he used to behave with non-Muslims. So the first resolution that I would like all my brothers gathered here today in Loughborough, in this very, very auspicious gathering associated to the Quran, and all my sisters, the first thing I would like all of you to resolve today is, inshallah, from today we will try our utmost to study this life, study this great life, study this great life. Contact your Imam Sahib, contact the other ulama in your locality, contact those ulama who you associate with and ask them which is the best book to read as far as the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. In Urdu, in Bangla, in Gujarati, in English, in Arabic, whichever language you are familiar with. There are books on seerah in every language. He is the most written personality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A critic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dr. Margolis, who was once a professor in the Oxford University in the early 20th century. He wrote a book on the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the preface he writes that the biographers, those who write the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chain of the biographers of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so long that it is impossible to end. The chain of the biographers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very long, and it continues. It will never end. People will continue writing seerah. So he is a non-Muslim and he is a critic of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, he writes that the chain of the biographers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very long and it is impossible to end, but in which it is an honor to find place. It's a very long chain, it will never end, people will continue writing biographies of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to be able to write the biography of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to become part of that chain is an honor. A critic is saying this. And Gandhi, when he read the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was written in two volumes, when he completed the second volume, he said that I was sorry that there was no further words to read of this great life. He said, I was sorry that the book ended, the two volumes ended, and there was no more to read of this great life. So non-Muslims are reading the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from cover to cover, and in two volumes. The non-Muslims are studying his seerah and writing on his life. And we, despite being Muslims, have not till today been able to study one book from cover to cover regarding his seerah. Think for a moment, my friends, on the day of Qiyamah, if our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me and you that how much did you love me? How much did you love me? And if he was to ask that did you read my seerah even once? From my birth to from my departure. How will we face him? How will we answer him? So this is the first resolve I would like all of you to make, that inshallah from today we will read the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that seerah we will find qualities like generosity. So we read about his generosity and we try to emulate him, we try to copy him. We will find mercy and compassion. So we read about the mercy and compassion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we try to become like him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Quran says, we have not sent you but as mercy for all the worlds. All the worlds. The whole universe. We have sent you as a mercy for the whole universe. Dekhkar akhlaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko. After observing your compassion and after observing your good manners, after observing your good manners and after observing your compassion, what do the enemies say? Dekhkar akhlaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko ghair bhi kehte hain. Even the enemies are compelled to say, after observing your akhlaq and after observing your compassion, that you are rahmatul lil alameen. Even the enemies are compelled to say that you are rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy for all the worlds. My friends, because we are not familiar with the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beautiful teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are unable to portray the correct, merciful picture of Islam. We cannot talk to people about Islam. We cannot mention even a single statement of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A small statement where he says, "Malla yarham la yurham." One who is not merciful will not be shown mercy by Allah. We don't even know this statement. In this age of Islamophobia, we need to study Islam.
So that we are able to defend Islam. We are able to defend the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Very simple. Man la yar'am la yurham. One who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that in order to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to be merciful. So how can a Muslim be merciless? Because he can only attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is merciful. Our Allah is merciful and compassionate. We have been taught by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite what before doing anything? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Open the door, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Close the door, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Give something to somebody, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Open a parcel, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So a Muslim is taught to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim throughout the day. He is being reminded over and over again that I begin in the name of that Allah who is merciful and compassionate. A Muslim is expected to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before doing anything over and over again, so that he is reminded that I am the servant of the merciful and compassionate Allah, so I also have to be merciful and compassionate. Every surah of the Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, reminding us that Allah is merciful and compassionate. It is He who has revealed this surah, and this surah contains injunctions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is again full of mercy and compassion. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises be to Allah, who is the Rabb of all the worlds, who is the cherisher of mercy. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So Allah is Rahman and Rahim. And the one who He sent is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So definitely, the message that Allah, Rahman and Rahim, sent with His messenger Rahmatul Lil Alameen has to be full of mercy. It cannot be void of mercy. So let us take the blame, today at least, that we are to blame for Islamophobia, not anybody else. We are to blame. Because we ourselves don't know the merciful nature of Islam, and we have not explained to anybody. And if we don't know the merciful nature of Islam, we will not behave with mercy. We will not behave with compassion. How much mercy and how much compassion do we show to the orphans in Loughborough? When we come across an orphan, we know that this child is an orphan. The father has passed away or the mother has passed away. How much compassion have we shown till today to that orphan? So we are unaware of the message of mercy. There is no mercy in our lives. We don't show mercy. So how can people appreciate Islam? Islam is in the Quran. Islam is in the books of Ahadith. Islam is in the books of Seerah. Islam is not in the lives of the Muslims. I met a revert long time ago. He was a university student. So after the program, when people introduced him to me, I said, come with me, join us for tea. So he came with me to my host. And I said, how did you accept Islam? And before he could answer normally, the no means that a person accepts Islam in the university because he makes friendship with Muslims, and as a result of that he understands Islam and he accepts Islam. So I said, is it because you had some Muslim friends in the university? So he said to me that, Sheikh, I was very fortunate to have met Islam before the Muslims. I met Islam first. I read Islam in the books and I understood Islam and I accepted Islam. I was very fortunate to have met Islam before Muslims. If I had met Muslims first and if I had seen their lives, I would never have been able to accept Islam. He said, I studied Islam first in the books and then I came into contact with the Muslims, and Islam and the Muslims were two different things, totally different. Because Islam is not in the lives of the Muslims. This Quran that this young boy will be completing today, we are all very honored to be here in this auspicious gathering. The son of our respected Imam Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala. We are very happy today and we should be happy. An individual of the Ummah treasures the whole Quran in his heart. This Quran, how much of this Quran have we understood?
من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة. One who reads one letter from the Quran, for him is one hasana.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us to read the Quran. And to encourage us to read the Quran, Allah says that one who reads one letter from the Quran, one letter from the Quran. So if a person reads, Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, Alam, three letters, 30 rewards. Tara, Alam tara. So Alam, one hasana. Lam, one hasana. Lam, second hasana. Mim, three hasana. And wal hasanatu bi ashri amsaliha. Each hasana is equal to 10 in the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the principle in the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when one carries out one hasana, Allah grants minimum of 9 bonuses. The bonus is there all the time. So if you carry out one good deed, Allah grants you 10. Reward for 10 deeds. And then that 10 can increase depending on your sincerity, depending on your sacrifice. A hafiz of the Quran is reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Sacrifice is less. And a non-hafiz recites Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sacrifice is more. Because he is not hafiz of the Quran, so he will have to be very, very careful as to what he is reciting. Everybody is hafiz of Surah Al-Fatiha, but let's go to Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Nazzala alayka al-kitaba bil-haq. So a hafiz will recite it very easily. A non-hafiz will have to pay attention, concentrate, so more sacrifice. And a revert who has only accepted Islam a year ago and he has just recently learned how to read the Quran, even more effort. So depending on the sincerity, depending on the sacrifice and the effort, this 10 can increase to 20, 30, 40, 100, up to 700. And even more than إِلَى سَبْعِ مِيَةِ ذِيفٍ إِلَى أَذَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Only Allah knows how much reward a person is able to acquire. So when a person reads one letter from the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him 10 rewards. Grants him one reward, and one reward is equivalent to 10. So when a person recites Alam, 30 rewards. Tara, 20 rewards. Kaifa, 30 rewards. Fa'ala, 30 rewards. If we, on a daily basis, come for Salat 5 minutes, 10 minutes early, or stay behind after Salat 5 minutes, 10 minutes, daily, or 5 Salat, or 3 out of 5, or 2 out of 5, or at least 1 out of 5, and recite the Quran for 10 minutes before Salat, after Salat, daily. Imagine the reward that we will accumulate. But no, Quran is Ramadan to Ramadan. And nowadays, not even Ramadan to Ramadan. So the first resolution we need to make is that inshallah from today we will read the
seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will listen to the seerah from our ulama, whatever they, hadith, seerah, Quran seerah. It is the life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will practice. What we learn, we will try to practice. What we learn, we will try to practice. Nakshe kadam, Nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste. The footprints of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads to Jannah. See, if somebody follows in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if somebody copies and emulates Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will find himself in Jannah. Guaranteed. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. The sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connects a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he acquires so much closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Quran says, يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah. Allah will make you his beloved. By learning the seerah, and practicing the seerah, by copying our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest benefit is that we will become the beloved of Allah. And when we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every person will be compelled to love us. Every person will be compelled to love us. If I have hatred for you, but if you begin following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after 6 months, after 1 year, after 2 years, Allah will compel my heart to love you. Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great tabi, used to say, ittaqillah, stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means, follow the seerah, follow the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhibbuka an-nasu wa in karihu. People will be compelled to love you even if they don't want to love you. Even if they don't want to love you, Allah will make them love you. The whole world does not want to love Islam today. They don't want to love Muslims. If Muslims begin to practice their deen, if Muslims attach themselves to the Quran and the hadith of their beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the seerah of their beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will compel the whole world to love them. It is a promise Allah has made. Quran says that when people follow my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will love those people. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will love you. And in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. When Allah loves a person, nada Jibreel. He calls out to Jibreel and he says to Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. I love such and such a person, you love him also. Once we become beloved, Jibreel is ordered to love us. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jibreel, that make announcement amongst the people of the heavens. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Allah loves such and such a person, all of you love him also. And as soon as this announcement is made, Allah turns the hearts of the people of the heavens towards this person. All of them love him, including Jibreel. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَيُذَوْ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the hearts of the people on this earth towards that person. We are from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, some of us from other countries, Muslim countries, where predominantly the inhabitants are Muslims. We all notice on a day-to-day basis that when a pious personality comes into the masjid or comes in the locality, what do people do? Flock. People flock towards them. Why? Why do people love that person? The majority of them don't even know the name of that person, despite that they flock. Who is turning the hearts of the people towards this person? It is Allah, because he follows the deen of Allah, he follows the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked Jibreel to make announcement, now everybody will love.
This is the solution to all our problems. United Nations cannot solve our problems. America, Europe, the Arab world cannot solve our problems. The solution to our problems lies in the Quran. The solution to our problems lies in the Ahadith. The solution to our problem lies in the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we learn the seerah, if we follow the seerah, we will become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will compel the whole creation to love us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So this is the first resolution we need to make. And second resolution, we need to make this resolution that inshallah from today, we will recite the glorious Quran on a daily basis. Daily basis, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, take out. Allocate time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Why is it that it's become possible for all of you to listen to this lecture? Why has it become possible? Why has it become possible for you to sit in the masjid for 1 hour today, 2 hours today? Why has it become possible? Daily you come for Zuhar Salat and you walk away. You don't sit for so long. Because you had allocated this time for the lecture today. When the announcement was made, in your mind, you had resolved and you had allocated this time that this time is for lecture. So if somebody said to you yesterday that I will meet you tomorrow at 2:30, what would you have said? No, sorry, not at 2:30 tomorrow. Make it 4:00. Just to be on the safe side, I'm going to attend the lecture. If we allocate time for something, then even difficult things become easy. If you are able to take out 1.5 to 2 hours for this lecture, can you not take out just 10 minutes daily for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Please, my friends, make this resolution. That inshallah, from today, not from tomorrow, from today, we will take out 5 minutes, allocate whatever you want to. 5 minutes, alhamdulillah. 10 minutes, alhamdulillah. More the merrier, more the better. 5 minutes and begin from Suratul Fatiha and recite as much as you can on a daily basis, and slowly, if not in 1 month, you will be able to complete the Quran at least in 3 months, at least in 4 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Two things. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very great blessing. And as a result of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has granted us so many other blessings. For example, we have become the best nation. As a result of our relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has granted us the Quran. Quran. Recite one letter from the Quran, 10 rewards. This Hafiz, this young boy who will be completing the Quran today, Man qara al-Quran, one who reads the Quran, this young boy has read the Quran. Fastadharahu, one who memorizes the Quran. Alhamdulillah, he has also memorized the Quran. So one who reads the Quran, memorizes the Quran, fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu. And he takes halal as halal, and he takes haram as haram. So he further understands the Quran. Understands the Quran by becoming an alim himself, or understands the Quran by sitting in the company of the ulama. And he takes halal as halal, that means he does what is halal and he stays away from what is haram. He takes haram as haram. 3 things. Read the Quran, memorize the Quran, take halal as halal and haram as haram. What will Allah grant this young boy? Adkhalahu Allahul Jannah. Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. Is that all? No. Allah will grant him entry into Jannah and Allah will say to him that hold on. Find 10 people from your family who are so sinful and who are so filthy that Jahannam has become incumbent upon them. Find 10 people from your family, the worst 10 people from your family. وَشَفَاهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ. Find 10 people who are very filthy, upon whom Jahannam is wajib. There is no way of pardoning them because they did so many wrongs in the world. Find 10 people and bring that list to me. Intercede for them
I will forgive them, you take them in Jannah as well.
As a result of this great blessing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has granted us so many other blessings, the Quran.
Iqra'ul Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read the Quran. فَإِنَّهُ يَاتِي شَفِيئًا
فَإِنَّهُ يَاتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيئًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Because the Quran will intercede on the day of Qiyamah for those people who read it.
If the Hafiz of the Quran can intercede on behalf of his relatives, then the person who himself recites the Quran, will the Quran not intercede on his behalf?
And we will need intercession on the day of Qiyamah, my friends. We are sinful people. We are sinners. We will need intercession.
Only Allah knows whether a pious person will intercede on our behalf or not. But if we read the Quran, the hadith says that the one who reads the Quran, one who understands the Quran and one who practices the Quran to the best of his ability, then the Quran will intercede on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah.
Great name of Quran. Al-Quran wa habbu ila Allahi minas samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Quran is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we preserve something that is beloved to Allah by reciting it, by memorizing it, by understanding it, by practicing it in whatever capacity we are able to, will we not become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And as a result of our relationship with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us another great favor, which is the favor of Ramadan. Ramadan. As Maulana Ahmad Sahib has rightly said, that Ramadan go, come and go, come and go, come and go. According to the solar calendar, I am 54. And according to the lunar calendar, I am nearly 56. And Ramadan comes and goes according to the lunar calendar, not solar calendar. So this will be the 56th Ramadan that I will witness. This will be the 56th Ramadan that I will witness. 56th Ramadan. And if we subtract my 15 years, if we subtract 15 years of my young days, then from 56, we are left with 41. So, in the state of puberty, in the state of bulugh, after reaching the age of maturity, I have been blessed with 41 Ramadan. 41 Ramadan. What I need to do is to study the virtues of the month of Ramadan and ask myself, how many virtues from these virtues have I acquired in the 41 years? All of us need to ask this question. Because it's possible that this 41st Ramadan that is coming, it might be my last Ramadan. It could be your last Ramadan. It could be anybody's last Ramadan. So if I have wasted 40 Ramadans before, how careful was I with my fasting? Did I even fast? And if I did, was it just remaining hungry and thirsty from morning till evening, or it was a fast in its true sense? Fasting means abstaining from not only food, not only from carnal desires, not only from drinking, but abstaining from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a stage higher than that. What is that stage? The stage of the very, very pious people, awliya, which we cannot even comprehend. Their fasting was that whilst fasting, they would make sure that no food enters the body, enters the stomach. No drink enters the stomach. They would make sure that no masiyat enters the life. No disobedience to Allah enters the life. And they would also make sure that nothing besides Allah enters the heart whilst fasting. No wife, no husband, no children, no wealth, nothing. The heart should be only occupied by Allah from Subah Sadiq till Ghurub.
If we cannot reach this stage, let us at least come to the second stage, that we abstain from food, we abstain from drink, we abstain from cohabitation, and we abstain from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We safeguard our eyes, we safeguard our ears, we safeguard our tongue. Let us make this Ramadan a memorable one. Memorable one. Let us make a timetable for ourselves. Let us try to spend as much time as possible in the masjid. Let us recite the Quran as much as possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would meet Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam during the nights of Ramadan. Every night they would both meet. And Jibreel would recite the Quran and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would listen. كان يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن. Let us engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Let us make targets that daily inshallah I will read the kalima tayyiba 100 times at least. Daily 200 times at least. Daily 300 times at least. Let us make targets. Daily I will send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least 100 times, at least 200 times, at least 300 times. The shortest formula is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long does it take? I will make istighfar at least 500 times daily because I am sinful. And how long does it take? Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. I will make dua before iftar. Instead of worrying about food, I will sit in the masjid facing the Qibla before the azan is called. 5 minutes, 7 minutes, I will turn to Allah and I will ask for forgiveness. I will ask for my needs of this world, my needs of the hereafter. When the azan is called, I will break my fast with a simple date. With a simple date and with a glass of water, because this was the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would try to break his fast with a date and he would eat 3 dates. He would try to break his fast with 3 dates. And if date was not found, then he would break his fast with water. We will perform Taraweeh with much enthusiasm. Because if we perform our Salatul Maghrib with Jama'ah, if we perform Isha with Jama'ah, and if we perform Salatul Taraweeh 20 rakat daily, and do nothing besides that, we stay away from every disobedience to Allah, so we don't disobey Allah. And we do these 3 things. Then inshallah we would have acquired the fazila and the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. Daily Maghrib with Jamaat, daily Isha with Jamaat, daily Taraweeh 20 rakat. Because according to one opinion, Laylatul Qadr floats in the whole month of Ramadan. And according to the opinion of the majority of the ulama, Laylatul Qadr floats in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So in the last 10 days of Ramadan, every night, spend at least £1 in the path of Allah. Because one of the nights is going to be the night of Qadr. And if a person spends £1 during these 10 nights, so you will be spending £10. And £1 would have been spent in the night of Qadr for sure, definitely. Because it floats in the last 10 nights. So it would be like spending £1 continuously for more than 1,000 months. That is the reward we will get. And if we can do £5, it's even more better. £10, it's even more better. What is £100? £10 today, £10 tomorrow, £10 for 9 or 10 nights. Month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. So spend a lot in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In constructing masajid, in constructing madaris, in assisting madaris, in assisting poor people, destitute, the homeless, and mix as less as possible. Because we commit so many sins by mixing. When we mix, we talk about this person and that person. Ghibah, backbiting, slander. So from amongst the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have mentioned 3 favors today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran and Ramadan. Let us value the Quran also, let us value Ramadan also, and let us value our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is the result of this relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is through this barakah that we have acquired so many things, and we have been blessed with so many things. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah too, we will be blessed with so many things. So my friends, make a firm resolution that inshallah we will attach ourselves to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his seerah, and part of his seerah is the glorious Quran. Now we will read the Quran on a daily basis inshallah. Daily basis read the Quran, my friends. And number two, we will try to understand the Quran from the ulama when the durus are being imparted here. And even in Bangla, the very well known tafsir written by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi has been translated. A very nice tafsir for ulama and for the layman. It is beneficial for both. It's in the English language, it's in the Urdu language, it's in the Bangla language. So try to acquire that tafsir and read the tafsir. Sit in the durus of your ulama-i-kiram and listen to their durus. And the month of Ramadan is only 29 or 30 days. Pull yourself together. Remain on your toes throughout the month of Ramadan. And value this month of Ramadan. I always tell my friends that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors you with Jannah and honors you with very high status, then at that time, whilst going in Jannah, you should tell yourself that it was the Ramadan of 2017 which changed my life, and as a result of which today I am being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah to all of us. May Allah grant immense barakah in this masjid. May Allah grant immense barakah to our Imam Sahib and to the ulama who are teaching here and to the alimat who are teaching here. May Allah grant immense barakah in the whole locality of Lafbara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah to the young Hafiz who is reciting his last verses, putting the whole Quran to memory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a dynamic alim who will guide the ummah out of darkness onto the path of light, reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.